Okay, so let's start the Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. I'm going to go to tonight's topic is Chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah on the top of Pei Beis says Hatinoikis Eim Aninoisim V'Eim Kippurim, that the children, we don't have children fasting Yom Kippur. Avol Mechan Chanoisim L'Fnei Shonim V'Fnei Shnosayim V'Shul Shiu Regilim B'Mitzvahs. But we're Mechanich them a couple of years before Godless, in order that they should be regal in mitzvahs. So the Mishnah is a little bit cryptic in regard to what's the Seder HaChinuch, these shonim that of Chinuch, how does it work? So in the Gemara, there's a couple of opinions, and there's also different Gersois and Rishonim, how to be Gersois in the Gemara. The bottom line, we're not going to get into all the intricacies of the Gemara and the Gersois, but the bottom line is that according to the Girsa of Rashi and the Rosh, what comes out is that before Bar Mitzvah for a boy or before Bas Mitzvah for a girl, 13 and 12, so if it's a healthy child, so he fasts the whole day from 2 years before his Bar or Bas Mitzvah. And 2 years before that, he fasts Shois, which means that, like the Gemara says, if normally he would have breakfast at 9 o'clock, so he has breakfast at 10 o'clock. Just to have the idea of fasting. So that's according to Rashi. That's if he's a healthy child. And if he's a sickly child, so we eliminate one of the years of fasting the whole day. So instead of fasting for 2 years before the bar mitzvah the whole day, he fasts the whole day only 1 year before his bar mitzvah. That's according to Rashi and the Rosh. So again, according to Rashi and the Rosh, if he's healthy, so he fasts the whole day, as chinuch, 2 years before his bar mitzvah, and 2 years before that he fasts shois. If he's sickly, then if we take down the years of fasting the whole day, instead of 2 years before the bar mitzvah, it's only 1 year before the bar mitzvah. And again, preceded by 2 years of fasting shois. That's according to Rashi and the Rosh. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, if he's a healthy child, regardless whether he's healthy or not, from 11 he fasts the whole day. As far as that's concerned, they do not distinguish between a healthy child and a sickly child. 11, he fasts the whole day. They also don't distinguish between a boy and a girl. Doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. 11 years old, he fasts the whole day. And 2 years before that, 9 and 10, he fasts shois if he's a healthy child. And only 1 year before that, from when he's 10, if he's a sickly child. So both opinions are put down in Shulchan Aruch. But what I'm going to focus on tonight is not so much the details of chinuch l'shoyis and what age is chinuch l'shoyis and chinuch for the whole day. But just the first line in the Mishnah, Hatinoikis eim ananoisin v'yom ha-kippurim. So what do those words mean? So Rashi says, ein chayovin limnoya mehem aichel. That children, tinoikis, by the way, does not mean babies in the Hebrew of Chazal. Tinoikis means children, like tinoikis shel beis rabban doesn't mean babies who go to school, it means children in school. School children. So the children, that means until they reach the age. Obviously, once they reach the age when they have to fast the whole day, then they do fast. But until they reach the age of chinuch, of shois, or chinuch for the whole day, the din is, we don't make them fast. So Rashi learns, that means they're not chayev, or we're not chayev to make them fast. So we have no obligation to make children below the age of Shois, Nashlom, 9, 10, 11, 12, all these ages that we've been laying out, if they're younger than that, there's no chiyuv to have them fast. But the implication in Rashi is that it's not an isser either. Rashi doesn't say that it's usser for them to fast. He just says that they're not obligated to fast. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that the Rambam says that they're usser to fast. Because maybe it's dangerous for children below the age that the Mishnah describes. For children who are younger than that, it's a sakana to fast. And we don't allow them to fast, not even shois. Not only do we not allow them to fast all day, we don't allow them even to fast shois. The Ran brings both Rashi's pshat and the Rambam's pshat. It's clear in the Ran that he thinks it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. The Gaon also says it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. I think the mashmos in the Ran is that he's neiter to the Rambam. But in any event, it's Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. So l'chayra, I have to understand. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, I understand the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me a chiddush that's not true by other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, tinoikos, little children below the age of chinuch, they're not obligated, but there's no iser. A child below the age of chinuch does not have to take a lulav and esrog. He could if he wants to, or if the parent wants him to. Here it says a chiddush that not only is a child below the age of chinuch not obligated to fast, but it's also for him or her to fast. So that's a chiddush din that the Mishnah has to tell me, that it's a sakona for children to fast. But according to Rashi, what's the chiddush that tinoikos im anenos b'yom kippurim, that children aren't obligated to fast? Of course they're not obligated to fast if they're below the age of chinuch, and the Mishnah gives the age of chinuch, l'fnei shonu, l'fnei shnasayim. Again, with the elaboration of the Gemara, there's this X number of years of fasting shoyis, and Y number of years of fasting the whole day. Fine, but those are the shonim of, those are the years of chinuch. When the Mishnah says tinoik is ein ma'an anosim, we mean before that. So that's l'chayra, before the age of chinuch. So what's the chiddush that before the age of chinuch, children aren't chayiv in to fast in Yom Kippur? They're not chayiv in any mitzvahs. We don't have a Mishnah anywhere that atinoika is, we don't make them take a lulav and esrog. We have a brayso that kotama yadela and aneya is so he's chayiv to take a lulav and esrog. So obviously, before he's yadela and aneya, before the age of chinuch, he's not chayiv. It doesn't need to be said. And the same thing by all the other mitzvahs. Sukkah, kotun she'ein etzorach l'imoy, so he's chayiv in sukkah. It doesn't need to be said that before that he's potter from sukkah. A child before chinuch obviously is potter. So why are we here? What's the chiddush din that the Mishnah is telling me that tinoikos ein, according to Rashi, what's the chiddush din that the Mishnah is telling me that tinoikos ein ma'ananos, and that we don't make tinoikos, we don't make children fast if they're below the age of chinuch, so obviously they don't have to fast. All right, that is, I think there's a deep thing going on here in the Mishnah, and the Bechalat, this Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, I want to show you that it has a deep shayrish in the sugyas before. So like this, there's a Gemara earlier in Ayin Chesem and Beis. Gemara says as follows. So if you want to take a look, it's Ayin Chesem and Beis halfway down. The beginning of the line, Tana Rabbana. It's up to Gemara. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. Tinoikos mutar b'chulam. Tinoikos amutar in all of the Inuyim. Chutz min ilus hasandal. In other words, tinoikos are potter from all of the inuyim and Yom Kippur, with the exception of ilus hasandal. In ilus hasandal, children are also obligated. They're not allowed, even children, are not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. But all the other inuyim, they're potter. So my is maishnon ilus hasandal. So what's the difference? Why is ilus hasandal different than the other inuyim? Why are they obligated in ilus hasandal and they're potter from the other inuyim? So there's a whole back and forth here in the Gemara that we're going to skip. And finally, the Gemara says, Elo, it's in the narrow lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth to last narrow line. It's the Havrin of the Gemara is Deicha. So, but then the Gemara says, bottom line, Elo, Hanach de lav irvisayu gozri behu rabbonon. Hanach de Rivisayuhu le'gozu b'rabbonim. Says the Gemara, the other Inuyim are Rivisayu. Rivisayu means that they are part of the nurturing of the child. The child, in order to grow up healthy and well, needs to have rechitz or sicha. He needs to have the other things that we don't do in Yom Kippur. So those are Rivisayu. They're part of the gidul of the tinoik, the gidul of the child. So le'gozu b'rabbonim, the rabbonim word gozer. So therefore, children are mutter in all of the other inuyim. Wearing shoes, not Rivisayu, a child could go perfectly healthy without wearing shoes. Could go around, run around barefoot like Huckleberry Finn, and it'll be fine. So therefore, loy gozu barabon. So there, gozu barabon, and that everybody chazal word goes that a child is chayiv in the inuy of neilus hasan. That's the Gemara. There's a machlekes yishayim. Which inuyim is this Gemara discussing? When the Gemara asks, why are children potter from the other inuyim and chayiv in ilus hasandal? What are the other inuyim to which the Gemara is referring? The Ran at the beginning of the parak learns that the Gemara is not talking about achil and shtir. Achilan Shtia, the Gemara never had a discussion why are children potter from fasting on Yom Kippur. It's a sakana. Of course, children don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. It's a sakana, like we have in that, like the Rambam says in Agamar. So that goes without saying. I don't need a sugya to talk about Rabbi Sayu or not Rabbi Sayu, Gozer Rabban, like Gozer Rabban, when it comes to Achilu B'Shtia. Achilu B'Shtia, self-evident that they don't have to fast because it's a sakana. The whole discussion is about Rechitza and Sicha. Rechitza and Sicha. I don't think Tashmish Amit is part of the discussion. The whole discussion is about Rechitza and Sicha. Why are children potter from the Inuy of Rechitza and Sicha and Chayim in the Inuy of Nilus Asanda? None of them are a sakana. Not taking a bath for a day is not a sakana. Not being soch for a day is not a sakana. Affect the Gemara. So why are they potter from Rechitza and Sicha and yet they're Chayim in Nilus Asanda? That's what the Ran learns the Gemara. To which the Gemara answers that Rechitza and Sicha, although they're not a sakana, but it's still a Revisayu, it's still part of a healthy child, as he should have Rechitza and Sicha, should be bathed regularly, should have Sicha regularly. So it's part of, not a sakana to skip a day, but it's Revisayu. So therefore, it's part of the well being of the child. So therefore, Chazal didn't impose it on Yom Kippur. The Lissasando is not part of the well being of the child, not Revisayu. So Chazal imposed it on Yom Kippur. That's what the Ran learns Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Ran, that the whole Gemara is only talking about Rechitza and Sicha, and it has no reference to Achilu and Shtia. So when the Gemara finally concludes that Rechitza and Sicha, since they're Revisayu, that they're necessary to the well-being of the child, Loi Gozur Behu Rabbanon, and Rabbanon weren't Gozer on them. What Gzeira is the Gemara referring to? What's the Gzeira that Chazal didn't impose because it's Rabbi Sayyid? Mipshutoi, the Gezeira here is the Gezeira of Rechitza and Sicha. Because the Shita of the Ran and Roi Vishayinim, as we talked about at the beginning of the parah, is that Shari Nuyim, all outside of Achil and Shtiyah, all the other Inuyim are the Rabban in the first place. I mean, the Raisa, the only thing is Achil and Shtiyah. So the whole din, even by an adult, that he has Inuy from Rechitza and Sicha and Nilus Asandal and so on, those are all derabbanon. And that's the topic of the discussion over here. If there's a din derabbanon that you have other inuyim, so how can by a child, who reached the age of chinuch presumably, how can by a child there is the inuy of nilus asandal and there isn't the inuy of rechitza and sicha? And the Gemara's answer is that since it's revisai, rechitza and sicha, revisai, loy gozer buhur habbanon. Pastors, it would mean, according to the Ran, the gzera of rechitza and sicha. Because it's Rabbi Sayu, they weren't gozer by a child. But according to the Ran, there's nothing here about whether they were gozer chinuch or not. The Gemara says, like gozer rabbanon, we're not talking about the gzera of chinuch, we're talking about the gzera of rechitza and sicha, the whole idea of rechitza and sicha, which is altogether only in the rabbanon, they weren't gozer on a child because I'm Rabbi Sayu. Nilus Asandal, which is not Rabbi Sayu, they were geizered by a child, who's a Gila Chinuch, of course, but they were geizered by a child. That's the Gemara, the way it appears according to the Ran. Rashi is mashma, not like the Ran. Because if you look at Rashi, they're in that sugya, at the beginning of the sugya, Rashi says, Mutorim Bekulam. It's towards the top. In my Gemara, it's parallel in the Maseres Hashatz. This is Girsus Ha'oroch. It's parallel to that. Mutarim bekulam, tinoikus are mutar bekulam, and all of the other inuim outside of Nilus Asandal. Zot Rashi, becholahani demasnisin. Kulam means all of the inuim of the Mishnah. Achilu shtir rechitza and sicha. Vun Rashi, that Rashi, this is the preface to the Gemara. This is when the Gemara is opening up with the question. What's the difference? Why are Bechalelu Tinoikis Mutarim and Ilis Asandal Tinoikis Aosr? And Rashi says, Kol Elu refers to Achila, Shtia, Rechitza, and Sicha. It's Kemat Mufurish and Rashi that the Gemara is discussing Achila and Shtia also. And the Gemara is asking why are children not obligated to fast? The Gemara is not only asking Rechitza and Sicha. The Gemara is asking an all inuyim. How come children do have the inuy of Nilus Asandal, and yet they don't have the inuy of Achilu, Shtia, Rechitza and Sicha? That's the worst question. You ask me, what's the question? Achil and Shtira? It's a sakana. What's the Gemara asking? How come there's no Achil and Shtira on children? If they reach the age of 12, 11, the ages that they do, so then they do fast. So Ellen and I were talking about children who are less than that. So if they're less than that, it's a sakana. The answer is Rashi holds it's not a sakana. Rashi also said it's not a sakana for a child to fast. And it's Rashi l'shitosei. Rashi, by us in the Mishnah we saw, Rashi says that the ein ma'anin asetinoikis, that we're not ma'ana children who are less than the ages the Mishnah describes. Children who are 9, 8, 7. So where ein ma'anin, Rashi says, means they're not obligated to fast. Not like the Rambam, they're not allowed to fast because it's sakana. They're not obligated to fast. So Mavud Rashi, that it's not a sakana, even for a 7-year-old child, even for an 8-year-old child, there's no sakana in fasting. So therefore, Rashi learns that the Gemara and Ayin Ches not only addressing Rechitza and Sicha, it's addressing Achil and Shdiya too, since Achil and Shdiya are also not a sakana. So why does a child at a young age, why doesn't he have to fast? He's a Gil Chinuch. In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is assuming that a child, even who's less than 11 or 12, is Higiel Echinuch. Because he's capable of fasting, it's not a sakana for him to fast. So once he reaches the age that he understands that you're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur, that should be called Higiel Echinuch. Like by other mitzvahs, what's the age of Yedeil and Anea, Yedeil and Mimavarchim? A child knows what a bracha is, so he has to make a bracha. It doesn't have to be 12. When he's 7, 6, when he's old enough to understand what a bracha is, when he understands what you have to do with the lulav and eser. So when he understands that you have to fast on Yom Kippur, what it means to fast on Yom Kippur, that's not 12, that's first grade, second grade. So why doesn't he have to fast? It's not a sakana. That's the Gemara's question according to Rashi. So it's asking both on Rechitz and Sikha and on Achil v'Shtiyah. To which the Gemara answers, that since it's Rabbi Sayu, since it's part of the well-being of a child to have not only Rechitz and Sicha, but Achil and Shtiyah is also Rabbi Sayu of a child. It's not a sakana according to Rashi, but it's still part of the well-being of a child. A child, in order to grow up healthy, has to eat. If you don't give a child food, he's not going to grow up healthy or at all. So it's part of Rabbi Sayu. Zok to Gemara. So since it's Rabbi Sayu, Achil and Shtiyah, Rechitz and Sicha are Rabbi Sayu, so like Gozer Behu Rabbanan. They weren't geyser on a child. According to Rashi, what's the gzera that we're talking about? According to the Ran, we said that the gzera that we're talking about is the gzera of Rechitz and Sicha, because Rechitz and Sicha bechlal are only derabbanan. Shari nuyim derabbanan. But according to Rashi, we're going on Achil and Shtiyah too. Achil and Shtiyah is deraisa. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that since it's Rabbi Sayu, they weren't geyser on children? What gzera are we talking about? So what's the obvious? Point to Rashi, what do you have to say? What's the legazu berabbanon? Chinuch. They weren't geizer chinuch on a child because it's Rabbi Sayu. And that's what it says in the Gemara. In other words, according to Rashi, it says in this Gemara that by rights, there should be chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur, and Rechitz and Sich also. There should be chinuch for Yom Kippur, for all of the Nuyim of Yom Kippur, from a young age, from the age that he doesn't wear shoes. In Elisa's handle, as a child, as a young child, a 6-year-old child, doesn't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. From that age already, the Gemara is asking, he should have all of the Nuyim, even Achil and Shtiyah. And the Gemara is mechadish that yes, that's true, it should be true, because that's the age of chinuch, child who understands what Yom Kippur is. And he should be chayiv in all of the inuyim, not just in the ilus sandal, but because it's chayim Rabbi Sayu, because the other inuyim are part of his Rabbi Sayu, part of his nurturing. So they go super abundant. They weren't geizer chinuch on Yom Kippur, except for the ilus sandal, but not for the other inuyim. And that's a chiddush din. Melo the mishnah, the Rashi l'shitosi learns that our mishnah and pebeis. That says ein ma'anan asitinoikus, that children are not mechuyev. We don't have children are not mechuyev to fast. We're not chayev to be ma'anan tinoikus. So I asked before, what's the chiddush? First, if they didn't reach the age of chinuch, then the taket don't have no mitzvah that they have to do. Of course, they don't have to fast if they didn't reach the age of chinuch. And if they reach the age of chinuch, 11, 12, the age of chinuch. So then they do have to fast. What do you mean, ein ma'anin? On the contrary, they're obligated to fast. The answer is, we're not talking about 11 and 12. We're talking about 6, 7, 8. And that is Igiyah L'chinuch. Not like I asked, I assumed in the question that that's not called Igiyah L'chinuch. Igiyah L'chinuch is 12, because that's when they have to fast. The answer is, that's the age of chinuch is not 12. The age of chinuch for Yom Kippur is 6 or 7, when he knows what Yom Kippur is, when he's chayv in Ilus HaSandal. And it says a chiddush in the Mishnah, because really he should be chayv in chinuch, already from that age. Zok the Mishnah, no, because it's high in the Rabbi Sayu, he goes to the Rabbanon, so therefore we're not mechanach children to fast at a young age. Until he reached the age of 12, then already we are mechanach. But at a young age, the aim on is something like this, and that's the rule of the Mishnah. So it comes out that the two pshatim here in the Mishnah, what does it mean, ein ma'anin es tenoikis? It goes to the two pshatim, the Gemara Nayin Ches. According to the Ran, the Gemara Nayin Ches not talking about Achil and Shtiyah, because Achil and Shtiyah below 11 and 12 is a sakana. And the significance of 11 and 12 when it's yotzim, they sakana, now it's no longer a sakana for the child to fast. So according to the Ran, the Gemara by us, the Mishnah by us that says, ein ma'anin es tenoikis, means that it's a sakana for children to fast, they're not allowed to fast. And it's nothing to do with the Sugya Nayin Ches. The Gemara Nayin Ches that entertains that maybe they should have chinuch, maybe they should have the other inuyim, but we don't because Hainu Rabbi Sayu, that's why Rechitz and Sichu, where it's not a sakana. So then we can have a discussion if it's Rabbi Sayu, so goes with Rabbanon, they weren't Gezer Rechitz and Sichu. Achil and Shtiyah, I don't have to come on to Rabbi Sayu. It's a Mishnah that it's a sakana. And they're not allowed to fast. So that's the Mishnah according to the Rambam. On the other hand, according to Rashi, the Mishnah is not saying that they're osur to fast. They're not osur to fast. It's not a sakana. They're not osur to fast any more than the osur in chitz and sichu. The Mishnah is saying they're not mechuyuf to fast. And the chiddush is because really they reach the age of chinuch. Children who are old enough to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur are old enough to understand what Yom Kippur is, and they ought really to have chinuch for fasting too. Zok the Mishnah, but when it comes to the other inuyim outside of Nilas HaSandal, loy gozavu rabbonon, since Hayin Rabbi Sayu, the child needs to grow up strong. That's also important. So we were in gozer chinuch on a young child outside of Nilas HaSandal, and that's the chiddush din of the Mishnah. That even though he did reach the age of chinuch, what ought to be the age of chinuch? What is the age of chinuch for Nilas HaSandal? Whatever that is, 6, 7. Nonetheless, im ananas satinaikus is no chiyuv to. They're not obligated to fast until they reach the age of 12. Could be a big nafkamina la halacha between these two approaches. Well, first of all, there's a nafkamina halacha right away that according to the Ran and the Rambam, they're also the fast. I mean, that's a nafkamina la halacha that according to the Ran and the Rambam, the pshat and the Mishnah, ein ma'anis and tenekis means that if an 8-year-old child, a 9-year-old child, we know that the 9-year-old kids, they want to fast the whole day, right? They're a big shot. The adults are. But the 9-year-old child, they don't have to, they want to fast the whole day. So according to the Ran and the Rambam, it says it didn't. They're not allowed. It's a sentence Shulchan Aruch says. They're not allowed to fast the whole day because Kishem Yavai L'day Sakona. According to Rashi Pshat, there's no such din that they're not allowed. It doesn't say they're not allowed. It says they're not obligated. They're allowed, it doesn't take, but they're not obligated. That's nafkamina number one. But it could be there's another nafkamina, a less obvious nafkamina between Rashi Pshat and the Ran's Pshat. And that's in regard to the following question. Let's say a child reaches the age of 12, so now, or 11, if he's healthy, and now he's fasting the whole day. Whatever the age is for fasting the whole day, we saw different shittas, but let's say a 12-year-old child for sure fasts the whole day. What about Rechitz and Sicha? Is he also now obligated in Rechitz and Sicha? In the inui of Rechitz and Sicha? So it's Machalik Sishayna. The Ran at the beginning of the parak says not. He says we only find chinuch in our Mishnah in regard to achil and shtiyah. We don't find it by rechitz and sicha. Rechitz and sicha remains that they're potter from the inner of rechitz and sicha till the mamish gedolim, till the bar mitzvah. And the Tur says that once they reach the age that they have to fast, then they have to observe the inuyim of rechitz and sicha as well. And he says even further, even shoyis. Once they reach the age, they fast the shoyis, and they have shoyis for rechitz and sicha too. That's a strange thing. What's the mitzvah of shoyes by rechit and tzicha? What if he was ruggled to take a bath at 9 o'clock? He takes a bath at 10 o'clock. I don't know, but akoponim during those shoyes, I guess it would mean during the shoyes that he fasts, so he observes the whole package rechit and tzicha also. So it's machlekes. What's the machlekes totally in? So lechayra, it's totally exactly in this issue that we're talking through. Because let's walk it through. According to the Ran, we have two unrelated sugyas. We have a sugyanai in Ches that's talking about rechitza and sicha. It's not talking about achila. Achila is a sakana. We don't have to. There's no question about achila. Why is achila different than ilas asanda? Achila is a sakana. Gemara in Ches is not busy with that. The Gemara in Ches is only asking about rechitza and sicha versus ilas asanda. Why is there an isser of nilas asandal on a child? And there's no isser of rechitz and sicha. And the Gemara's answer is that because rechitz and sicha are v'isayu, le'gozer b'hu rabbanu. What's the le'gozer? What is the gzeira that they didn't make? What gzeira were they mafkia? Pshutai, it's the gzeira of rechitz and sicha. Not the gzeira of chinuch. Not to come out the gzeira of chinuch. It's the gzeira of rechitz and sicha. If the Mishnah is comparing rechitz and sicha to nilas asandal, and according to the Ran, all of the inuyim are only derabanan, except for achil and shtiyah, all the inuyim, most rishonim hold that all the inuyim are derabanan. We said at the beginning, the Ram has a chitta that the other inuyim are an essay; they're not allowed. But most rishonim hold the other inuyim. The Ran prefers the other inuyim are only derabanan. That's the same Ram. The same Ram at the beginning of the parak when he talks about this, he talks about the fact that other inuyim are only derabanan. So when the Gemara says that like gozu derabanan, it means they weren't gozer rechitz and sicha. Because of Rabbi Sayu, because they're part of the Rabbi Sayu of the child, they weren't geyser, the inui, altogether of rechitz and sicha on a child. And male is no chinuch either, because they didn't make the institution of rechitz and sicha by a child. Because it's Rabbi Sayu. Achil and shtiyah, of course, that, Achil and shtiyah is not part of that discussion. Achil and shtiyah is not a geyser. Rechitz and sicha are a geyser, and they weren't geyser on a child because it's Hainu Rabbi Sayu. Achil and shtiyah are not exera. Achil and shtiyah are deraisa. And then there's chinuch on the deraisa, but the achil and shtiyah are basically a deraisa. A child should have them, except that it's a sakana. When he reaches 12 years old, it's a sakana. It's no longer a sakana, so then he has to fast. So now if we'll ask, and what about rechitz and sicha? What about rechitz and sicha when he's 12? So I would say, the chayyur follows, rechitz and sicha still don't apply. Because they're Revisayu. Rechitz and Sicha don't stop being Revisayu because the child is 12 years old. The significance of 12 is not a sakana for him. It's no longer a sakana for him to fast. But it doesn't stop being Revisayu. It's still part of the well-being of the child to have Rechitz and Sicha when he's 12 too. And the Gemara says in Ayin Ches that they were not Geizer Rechitz and Sicha. The din of Rechitz and Sicha, the inuy of Rechitz and Sicha, they weren't Geizer on children because it's Hainu Revisayu. So why should that change when they're 12? It's still Hainu Revisayu. And therefore, it's still true that they weren't Geizer Rechitz and Sicha. The whole idea of Rechitz and Sicha, they weren't Geizer on a child. Just like they were Geizer on a Melech, and they weren't Geizer on a Kala, they weren't Geizer on a child, because Hainu Revisayu. So nothing's different after he's 12. Of course, he has to fast when he's 12, because fasting's not a Gzeira. Fasting's a Deraisa. With Chinuch, but it's a Deraisa. And now it's Chinuch. But the Chinuch is a Chinuch for a Deraisa. So that doesn't go into the Gemara by the Gosu Barabon. Achil and Shtiyah, what do you have by a child? As long as it's not a Sakana, of course. It can't be a Sakana. So a man is Hinoik is Mishum Sakana, but once he's 12, it's not a Sakana, so then he fasts. But it has nothing to do with Rechitz and Sichu. And therefore, the Ran, it's Mamish Gavaldik, it's the Ran Lashitosoi. The Ran Lashitosoi says, just because at 12 we find that he fasts, of course he fasts. Fasting is a Deraisa. It's Chinuch for Deraisa. There's no like Gosu Barabon and fasting. Fasting is Mamish Dekeradin, it's a Din Deraisa with Chinuch. There was never a Gemara that we weren't Geizer Chinuch. There was a Gemara that they weren't Geizer Rechitz and Sicha. But there's no Gemara anywhere that they weren't Geizer Chinuch. So Achil and Shtiyah is a Deraisa, there's Chinuch too. As long as not a Sakana, 12 years old, it's not a Sakana. But Rechitz and Sicha, we have a Gemara in Ayin Ches that says that Hainu Revisayu, they weren't Geizer Rechitz and Sicha. There's no Gemara that changes at 12. There's no Gemara that at 12 years old, all of a sudden, it's not Revisayu. So the Fastomi Kipirushay, that even when he's 12, it's still Hainu Revisayu, when he still has an Isser, he still has a Heta, there's no Gzeir, like Gozu Barabon, and there's no inu, you have rechitz and sicha on a child. Same as a melech and a kal. So that's the Ran Lashitosoi, therefore, says the Ran. The Ran Lashitosoi holds that there's no din of chinuch for rechitz and sicha. Masha Enkein, if you learn the Gemara according to like Rashi, so the Gemara in Ches, according to Rashi, the Gemara in Ches, the Gemara in Pei Beis, they're talking about they're both talking about the same thing, Achil and Shtiyah. According to the Ran, there's a Mechitza Mavdelis. The Gemara in Ches is talking about Achitza and Sicha. The Gemara Bayos is talking about Achil and Shtiyah. Never the twain shall meet; they have nothing to do with each other. This is a Gzeira de Rabbanon. The other Inuyim are Gzeira, and the Gemara in Nayin Ches that like Gozel de Rabbanon. And the Gemara Bayos talking about Achil and Shtiyah, which are deraisa. And when is the chinuch for this deraisa? When there's no sakana, this chinuch. But according to Rashi, both Gemaras are talking about Achil and Shtiyah. In a way, according to Rashi, there's really a tension between the two Gemaras, if that's the case, which we didn't really talk so much about, but in a way, there's a tension between the Gemaras. The Gemara Nayin Ches says that they were not, because Achila and Shtiya and Rechitza and Tzicha are Revisayu, the well-being of the child. So like Gozub Urabon, according to Rashi, like Gozub means the Gzera of, not the Gzera of Rechitza and Tzicha. We're not only talking about Rechitza and Tzicha, we're talking about Achila and Shtiya too. Like Gozub Urabon means the Gzera of Chinuch. That because Haina Revisayu, they weren't Gozer Chinuch on the Zinuyim of Rechitza, Tzicha, Achila and Shtiya. So Harnayin Chesed says that there's no Chinuch for Rechitza and Tzicha and Achila and Shtiya. All of the four Inuyim, outside of Nilas HaSandal. There's no, the Gemara Nayin Ches says, Loi Gozub Urabonin. They were mafkia, the din of chinuch from a child. According to Rashi, that's really the preface of our Mishnah, Ein Ma'anin HaSatinoikas, that there's no chi of chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur, because Hainer V'Sai, the Gemara Nayin Ches. But on the other hand, it says in our Gemara that when they're 12, they do have to fast. If they're healthy, then even at 11 they have to fast. How does that stem? If they were mafkir from them, the din of chinuch, so what changes when they're 12? If both Gemaras are talking about achil and shtiyah, because it's never a sakana, even achil and shtiyah is not a sakana, but it's Rabbi Sayil. And the Gemara Nayin Ches says that there should by rights be chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur, fasting also, rechitza and sicha and fasting. There ought to be chinuch. As soon as he starts, as soon as he's not wearing shoes, there would have been chinuch for the other inuyim too. But they were mafkia the chinuch because of Haina Rabbi Sayil. So if they were mafkia the din of chinuch, he ought to have chinuch already when he's 7, but they were mafkia because Haina Rabbi Sayil. So what changes when he's 12? It's still Rabbi Sayil. So how come all of a sudden when he's 12 there is chinuch? Mr. Rashi, that's a good question. How's Rashi going to explain that? So all different say, I think two possibilities. You could say simply, that there's different degrees of chinuch imperative. A 7-year-old child, it's nice to be mechanachim. He's old enough to understand what Yom Kippur is. So it would certainly be a good idea. Goes to school, learns about Yom Kippur. But it's not so pressing. So for Rabbi Sayil, we'll wait. Because of Haina Rabbi Sayil, we'll wait. But when he gets to 12, in a year he's going to be bar mitzvah, im loyach shir emosai. If we're not going to be mechanechem now, he's not going to have any chanoich l'nar al pidakai, not going to have any training for fasting on Yom Kippur at all. So that area we can't forgo. So a year or two of chinuch you have to have, despite the fact that it's Rabbi Sayil. So when he reaches 12 already, we're machmir, that he has to fast. It's the same chinuch, but now the chinuch becomes, you know, there's the chinuch as soon as the child is able, that we took away because Haina Rabbi Sayil. But then there's the chinuch when before it's too late. 12 years old is already before it's too late. That's the chinuch before it's too late. So that already you have even on, for that we don't care about Haina Rabbi Sayil. That's one possibility. How to reconcile the two Gemaras according to Rashi. But I think there could be a different shot, maybe something deeper. The lashon, this interesting lashon in the Rashi, by us in Pei Beis, I'm not going to crawl into the nitty-gritty of what Rashi is talking about in the sugya. But if you take a look at Rashi in the Gemara, the Dibur HaMaskil is Tnan. Now, the Dibur HaMaskil is in my Gemara parallel to the Hagoyis HaBach. The first word on the line is Tnan. But towards the end of the Rashi, Rashi has a Lushan, a couple of lines from the end of the Rashi. He's explaining the Mishnah about Lefnei Shana and what Lefnei Shana means exactly. The Rashi has a Lushan over there that he's talking about a child who's 11 years old, so it's the year before, if he's a chayla, that he's going to fast the whole day, midrabanan. So Rashi says that, he has a lashon, shana hasmucha, the first word on the line is shana hasmucha leperek hashlomas divrayim. She bishnas yud beiz lechayla. A 12-year-old child 12-year-old child is fast the whole day midrabbanan. But Rashi calls that Perek Hashlomas Devarim. And Rashi's saying it to explain the language of the Mishnah, Lefnei Shana, according to Rashi, means the year before the Shana Hasmucha LaPerek. And the Perek over here is the Perek Hashlomas Devarim. We didn't get into the nitty-gritty of the Sugya 11, 12, all the Gisois. I don't want to jump into it now. But what I want to just pick up on is this Lashon of Rashi, that the year that the child starts to fast the whole day, Rashi calls that a perek. A perek means a juncture. But it has a particular sense that it's the perek. Perek means when he becomes a golem. A child, shehigia lepirkoi, a child who reaches his perek, that means he's by mitzvah. So he reached the juncture between childhood and adulthood. Rashi calls the year when a child starts to fast the whole day, 12, if he's a chayle, and if he's a healthy child, 11. So he has to fast the whole day, that's what it says in the Gemara, according to Rashi. That's not a chiddush. But the chiddush to me is that Rashi calls it a perek. And he calls the year before the Shana Smuchala Perek, but not the Perek of Bar Mitzvah Midraisa, the Perek of Hashlomas Devayim, the Perek of being Mashlam, meaning fasting the whole day, Midrabbanan. But it's a Perek. What that makes me think is that Rashi held that when a child reaches 12 years old, if he's a Chaylo or 11, when he's a Bari, and now he's fasting the whole day, it's not Stam that now he fasts even though he's a Kotan. That's not together. And that, according to Rashi, maybe couldn't be together for the reason that we're saying. Because the Mishnah says, Eim ma'anana satinaikus, that there is no chinuch for children for fasting on Yom Kippur. Because the Gemara says, they took away, like Gozu Barabonim. They weren't Gozer chinuch on children when it comes to Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara in Ches. And according to Rashi, that's the first few words in the Mishnah, Eim ma'anana satinaikus. Meaning that there's no chiyuv chinuch on tinaikus. But one second. So the Gemara in Ches told the children when they're 6, 7, 8, they ought to have chinuch. They understand Yom Kippur. They're not wearing shoes. But nonetheless, they took away chinuch because I'm a Rabbi Sayil. So we're saying with this attention, but when he's 12 years old, all of a sudden he does fast the whole day. What happened to the name of Eim Anan Asatinaikis? So I said before, you could say Balabatish. There's different levels of chinuch when it's less than not so important in pressing early chinuch, early childhood. So we don't have chinuch. We weren't guys of chinuch. When it's the last chance, then we do have chinuch for children. But I think that Rashi learned that can't be. If there's a din, the Eim Anonis and Tinoikis, the Mishnah says it categorically, that they were Oikir Chinuch Chaktanim on Yom Kippur. Because Hainu Risai, the Maran Ainchas, they were Oikir Chinuch Chaktanim on Yom Kippur. And therefore the Mishnah says a rule, Eim Anonis and Tinoikis, children don't fast on Yom Kippur. But when the 12-year-old, when he's 12, he does. And if he's a boy, when he's 11-year-old, he does. So what happened to the rule that children don't fast? The Torah says, he's not a child. That's Gufa the Din Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur, when he's 12, he's a Gil Pirkoi. That's the Perek. That's the Godless, the Perek HaGodless for fasting on Yom Kippur. So now he's not a Tinek. He's not a Tinek. Of course, Midrash says he's a Tinek until he's by Mitzvah. For other things, he's a Tinek. He doesn't have to wear tefillin. But when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur, they said, because of a Chinuch agenda, but they couldn't say Stam that he's Chayiv in Chinuch because Ein Ma'anan is a Tinoikis. They took Chinuch away from Tinoikis because Hainu Rivisayil. Al Kochuch, what changes when he's 12 is that when he's 12, he's a Gil Pirkoi. Now he's a Godel for fasting. So if he's a Godel, so then he takes so fine. So then that's not a steer to Ein Ma'anan is a Tinoikis. They took away Chinuch Haktanim, but this is not Chinuch Haktanim. This is a Gil Pirkoi. It's a Perik Drabonim, but Drabonim, now he's a Gil Pirkoi. I think, according to Rashi, this is the Tzurasa de Shmaitza, the Sugya Nayin Ches, and the Sugya Bayas. The Gemara Nayin Ches says a rule that both by, not only Rechitz and Sicha, but by Achil and Shtia as well, that since it's Hainu Rabbi Sayu, like Gozer Bu Rabbanon Chazal, when not Gozer Chinuch and children on Yom Kippur. Except for Nilsa Sandal, which that's fine, that's healthy. But other things that are Hainu Rabbi Sayu, Rechitz and Sicha, Achil and Shtia, like Gozu Barabon, there's no din chinuch haktanam on Yom Kippur. And that's the first words of the Mishnah, Ein ma'anan asatinoikis, children don't fast in Yom Kippur. End of story. They're not chayim in chinuch. But when they're 12 years old, they do have to fast. When they're 11 years old, they do have to fast. That's what it says in the Gemara. The answer is, according to Rashi, because that's not a steer. Ein ma'anan asatinoikis. But this is not Tinoikus. This is Higila Pirka. When he's 11 or 12, Chaylin Bari, 11 or 12, he's Higila Perek Hashlamas Debrayim. He now reaches the age, he reaches the Perek. He's a Godel for fasting on Yom Kippur. So that's not, he's not a Tinoik. So Mele Midrabon, now he has to fast. So now going back to the issue of, and what about Rechit, and when he reaches the age of 12, when he has to fast, so does he have to have Rechit, is he also Rechit and Sicha also? According to Rashi, yeah, Bada. Because even though the Gemara in Ches says that ain't that they were mafkia chinuch because of Hainer Yisrael, but they were mafkia chinuch from Ketanim. But when he reaches the age of 12, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he's a Gila Pirka, he's by mitzvah midrabbanan. When he reaches the, for Yom Kippur, he's a Godel, he's not a Tinoik. If he's a Godel for Achil and Shtiyah, Mestam, he's a Godel for Achit and Sicha too. It's not Mestaber that he's a Godel for Achil and Shtiyah, but he's a Kotten for Achit and Sicha. Mechapesa. If it's called Perek Hashlam is the Reim, if he's a Gila Pirka for Achil and Shtiyah, then he's a Gila Pirka for Achit and Sicha as well. And that's the psak of the Torah in the Ramah, that a 12-year-old child who fasts the whole day, not only does he have to fast the whole day, but he has Achit and Sicha the whole day too. Because he's a Gila Pirka. So if we want to make a wrap it all up, it comes out, we have two mahalakim in the whole, in the relationship between the two sugyas. But there's a lot of things that follow from this machlekes. The mahalak of the Ran is that fasting for a child is a sakana. And when the Mishnah and the Rambam also, fasting for a child is a sakana, when the Mishnah says that ma'anana sitanikus, it means they're not allowed to fast because it's a sakana. And if that's the case, then the Gemara Nayin Ches is not talking about fasting. Because the Gemara Nayin Ches doesn't say a word about sakana, it talks about Rishayim, not Rishayim. It's not a Gemara about fasting. The Gemara Nayin Ches is talking about other inuyim that are not a sakon. Rechitz and Sicha. The Gemara asks, why is there no chinuch for Rechitz and Sicha? There's chinuch for Nilus and Sandal. Why is there no chinuch for Rechitz and Sicha? That the Gemara answers, because it's Hainu Rebisayu Legozu Barabbanon, according to the Rana, means the Gzera of Rechitz and Sicha. Rechitz and Sicha is altogether a Gzera, even by an adult. They weren't Gezer Rechitz and Sicha on a child. The inuy of Rechitz and Sicha, the same they weren't Gezer by a Chosin and by a Kala and a Melech. They weren't gozer by a child. That's the Gemara in Ayin Ches. The Gemara by us is talking about Achil and Shtir. It's not the Gzeira, that's a Din Deraisa. And it should have Chinuch too, except that it's a Sakona. But when he's 12 or 11, it's not a Sakona, then he fasts. So according to the Ran, the two Sugis of Mamish, like Karvu Zelze. The Mele, according to the Ran, when a child reaches the age of 12, so he's chayef to fast the whole day, because it's not a Sakona anymore, so he has to fast the whole day. Because it's Chinuch for Deraisa. But what about Rechitz and Sicha? Says the Ran, no. Rechitz and Sicha is only a Darabon in the first place, even by an adult. And the Gemara says in Ayin Ches that they were not Geizer Rechitz, the Isser Rechitz, the Inuy of Rechitz and Sicha by a child, because it's Hainer of Yisrael. So after he's 12 years old, it's still Hainer of Yisrael. They weren't Geizer Rechitz and Sicha on the child. And that's the Ran. That's the Psak of the Ran. Goes Mamash Lushitosu. Rashi has a different Mahalach. Rashi learns that fasting for a child is not a Sakana. That's why Rashi Bayo says in Ananas to make it does not mean they're also to fast. Why should they be also to fast? They're not chayiv because they're no chinuch, but they're not also. So there's no sakana in a child fasting. Therefore, Rashi learns Lashitosa, the Gemara Nayin Ches that asks, why don't young children who are already not wearing shoes, so why don't they also have the other inuyim? So Rashi learns Lashitosa, it's not only asking Anachitz and Sicha, it's asking Achil and Shtiyah too. Why don't 6-year-old, 7-year-old children, they're not wearing shoes, they understand what Yom Kippur is, so why don't they observe all of the inuyim, including Achil and Shtiyah? And in that, the Gemara answers that say came in the Hainu Revisayu, since that's part of their Revisayu, their well-being, like Gosubul Rabbanan. They weren't Gezer Chinuch, not Chinuch for Rechitz and Sicha, not Chinuch for Achil and Shtiyah. Chazal were Mafkia Chinuch, they were Mafkia Chinuch HaKtanim on Yom Kippur, because Hainu Revisayu, except for Nilus HaSanda. According to Rashi, then, we have a problem. If Chazal were Mafkia Chinuch across the board, if they were Mafkia Chinuch on Yom Kippur, Chinuch HaKtanim, so what happens when they're 12? It's still Hainer of Yisrael. So how come when they're 12, all of a sudden they fast the whole day? It's still Hainer of Yisrael. So what is it? Chinuch. They were mafkir chinuch haktanim. The answer is that Rashi learns that when he's 12 years old, it's not chinuch haktanim anymore. It's perek hashlamas debrayim. When he's 12 years old, he becomes a godel midrabban for Yom Kippur. So they were mafkir chinuch haktanim. But this is not haktanim. It's not chinuch haktanim. And according to Rashi, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Ein ma'anin is a tinoikus. Kozman, he's a child. We're not ma'anin him. But when he reaches the age of 12, he's not a child anymore. Now he's a godel. Perek Hashlam is the Rebbe. If he's a boy already at 11, he's not a child. So then he has to fast because Nachin Chaktan. And Mele, according to Rashi, if he's not a Kotan anymore, he's already a godel for Yom Kippur. So then obviously not only is he chayiv in Rechitz and Sicho, because it's no longer Chinuch HaKtanim, they were only Mavkiyah Chinuch HaKtanim. They weren't Mavkiyah Chiyav HaGdolim. So if he's already Godel for fasting, so he's a Godel for Rechitz and Sicho too. So according to Rashi, there's no question that he would have, once he's chayiv in Achil and Shtiyo, when he's 11 or 12, he's chayiv in Rechitz and Sicho too. And that's the psak of the Torah. That's the psak of the Torah in the Ramah. So that's I think is the emes. These two mahalchim in the Gemara.
But how did Rashi learn chinuch l'shoos?
So I think, that's a good question. Chinuch l'shoos is chinuch haktanim. That's a chinuch of ktanim. So how does that stem with the Gemara in Ches that ein ma'anenes atinoikis, that they were mafkir chinuch haktanim? So I think the answer is that they were only mafkir chinuch haktanim for the chinuch of fasting the whole day, because fasting the whole day is Rabbi Yisayu. But eating breakfast at 10 o'clock and not 9 o'clock, that's not even Rabbi Yisayu. So that much chinuch you could have. The same way you could have chinuch of wearing shoes, because that's not Rabbi Yisayu at all. So shoyis is not a Rabbi Yisayu issue. So that chinuch you could have by ketanim.
How did the Rambam explain the Gemara like Gozer Rabbanon? If the inuyim shai inuyim adiraisa, and he holds the sakana.
Oh, good question too. So in Echarami, I think the Rambam, you have to say that the Rambam, even though the Rambam holds aim ananas and tenekas is a sakana, but the Rambam has to learn that like gozu b'rabbanon and ayin ches means they weren't gozer chinuch. And to feed the Rambam, you're still going to have the question, so if they weren't gozer chinuch, so why when he's 12 years old, so fine, it's not a sakana anymore, that I understand, but why don't you have, but you still shouldn't have chinuch because the Gemara ayin ches, like gozu b'rabbanon. So maybe the Rambam will say that the Rambam will have to learn like Rashi that 12 years old is a godless. In a chenanim. Whereas in the Rambam will have elements of both. On the one hand, the Rambam learns that it's takas sakana. And ein ma'anin is an iser. But on the other hand, since the Rambam holds that rechitz and sicha are also their iser, so the Gemara says in ayin ches, like gozer rabbanon, it can't mean they weren't gozer rechitz and sicha. It has to mean they weren't gozer chinuch. So that already has, that's an element, that's a Rashi-like element. So the Gemara in Ches, the Rambam is still going to have to learn, al derech Rashi, that it means they weren't goyze chinuch because of Rabbi Yisayu. So if they weren't goyze chinuch, so then you have the same problem. If they weren't goyze chinuch, so they're talking about rechitz and sicha, but let's extend that to achil and shtiyah too. And that's also Rabbi Yisayu. And the same way they weren't goyze chinuch for rechitz and sicha, so let's say they weren't goyze, let's not be goyze chinuch for achil and shtiyah. When he's young, it's not an afkamina because it's a sakana, but when he's 12, it's not a sakana, but we should still revert. We should still say that it's a Rabbi Yisayu. Yeah, so maybe Nechrami, maybe the Fidram, we're going to still have to say this word that it's a Gila Pirka. Maybe Nechrami. Okay. Very good. So everybody should be well.
A reminder to send it out if you can.
Yeah, no problem.
It's oh, yeah. Sure, thank you.
Cool, too.